Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited in the studio with me, we have Mr. Kid Quill. Welcome.
Hello.
I was so excited. I just seen you walk through the doors today.
I just kind of stumbled in, didn't I?
Yeah, you just, well, that's
just
the...
Walked right in.
That's the joy of this job. You just, you know.
Exactly.
Have a big star like you, just walk on
Work
in
them
the
on
door.
Time, yeah.
You just got off tour.
I did, yeah. We just got back last week. It was my first time, like, ever going out headlining by myself. Dream come true, and now we're playing at East Coast dates. So,
oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. Shooting for November.
Wonderful. And I was just telling you how much I respect you as a businessman and talent-wise, too, and just to watch you evolve over all these years.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, I bet it looks good, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I've learned and lost, but we're here, so good things. Yeah.
So tell us one of the things you learned on the last tour.
The last tour, really just, be more professional, I guess. You know, I like me and my friends, we kind of move around like rock stars at times when we shouldn't, you know, like after the show, we're all just kind of, you know, we've had a lot to drink and we kind of got to get our stuff together, settle the money, get ready with the merch. Mm-hmm. So we learned that after the first couple shows. So
it's hard being on the road, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. It's like a lifestyle, and we just had to get used to it, get adjusted. Yeah, but
make sure you're staying safe when you're driving.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so you stay
we figured
up,
it out.
Makes it hard to drive in the,
exactly,
you know,
yeah,
the next
yeah.
location.
Lose
so,
your voice, too.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes I lost my voice, but we made it happen.
Yeah. So 94.3 The Real. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's doing really well right now. Basically, all my numbers on social media and streaming services have doubled and tripled, and things are really just kind of going up and up and up.
Yeah,
so,
which is crazy. You were telling me. Will you tell us? Like, you said that your numbers, like,
yeah. So
doubled?
Yeah. So like before the album came out, you know, I had about 70,000 monthly listeners, and now we're almost over. Actually, we are over 150,000. So everything's like doubled within like 2.5-3 weeks. So.
Good for you. That's
yeah,
just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see where things go, you know, the next month as the record, you know, filters out and keeps spreading. So,
Mr. Kid Quill, you are doing it.
Shelbyville born and raised. Here
Isn't
I am,
crazy?
Right? Yeah, it's good to be home.
It's fun. Yeah. You're living your dream.
See my family. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
now, where can our listeners find you online?
You can really just find me anywhere. If you just Google Kid Quill, it'll all pop up. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. I don't put anything on SoundCloud, so if you use SoundCloud, I'm sorry. But YouTube, Amazon, all that stuff.
Why not SoundCloud?
I don't know. I kind of, like, back in the day, they wouldn't let you upload waves. You have to upload MP3s, and I just didn't find that cool, so I just, lifelong, I'm just not going to use it.
I think you're doing pretty good in all the other ones.
I try, yeah, I try.
So, now, let's talk about, well, first of all.
Yeah.
You sold out Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was my first ever headline sold out show.
Congratulations.
Feels good to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
So we sold it out, and I had my family there, which is cool because, you know, we're not that far from Cincy, being in Shelbyville. So I had my family there, my sister there, and it was cool to have them there.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I think it was surreal for them because, like, they've been to shows when I opened and stuff, but, like, that was my first sold out headline. So, like, everybody knew all the words, and, like, me and my dad talked after, and he was like, man, that was crazy because people were like, there were some times where like they were singing the words so loud, I had a hard time hearing the monitors and stuff. So, yeah.
That has got to be so moving.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What's going through your mind when that's happening?
First thing, I was like, man, I'm going to bring my mom on stage. So I brought my mom on stage.
You did?
Yeah, so she could hear it.
What was her?
Well, she's really shy. Yeah, I think she cried after she got off stage.
I mean, it's almost making me cry just thinking about
that.
Yeah,
but she was like really shy, so she was like kind of just waving at people, trying not to be awkward. But shouts out, Mama.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool experience.
Yeah, it was fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dang.
Thank you.
Now, you've just, you know, just been going on across the nation, but let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, too.
Oh, yeah. The music's starting to, you know, circulate, and it's getting played there, and we're just kind of excited about the growth and about everything that's happening. We got word that a radio station, and what's that really rich place in the world? Like, really rich. They got a lot of, I can't think of it. But yeah, it's like getting played on the radio overseas and stuff, which is cool.
A different country.
Yeah.
A real rich place.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
Well, I'm glad it's a rich place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take whatever I can. So yeah, I'm sure right when I get off air, I'll be like, oh, that's what it's
that's
called.
What it was. But yeah. You know, well, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is just, I mean, every time I see you, you've always got all this super exciting things happening. And so I'm always loving it. So tell our listeners about Nappy Roots.
Yeah. So, you know, I was making a song called White Shoes, and I really wanted to, you know, get some, like, you know, OG hip-hop heads on it and kind of give it like a 90s feel, like early 2000s feel. And so I saw the Nappy Roots were coming into town, and I was like, man, I'm going to reach out and see if I can work with them and make this song together. And before their show, they came by the studio, and we got in there, and we made it happen, put the song together, and then we did that way early, like in May, and the album didn't come out, you know, until September. So I kind of had the song under my belt for a long, long, long time. But yeah, it was cool to work with them. Quick, funny story. I don't like hardly ever smoke weed, like ever.
Well, and that's probably you.
Yeah. And they just like came in the studio, just guns blazing with weed. And I was like, man, you know, it's a Nappy Roots. I'm going to try to look cool in front of them. Uh-huh, and they got me like so stoned making the song that I was just hella awkward.
But he did this in Colorado, everybody.
Yeah, in Colorado. Yeah, I tried this in Colorado, not in Indy. But
well, that's
funny. It was.
Did it affect? Did it?
Make no, I think it actually made the song, you know, just kind of vibey. And I didn't do my vocals that day because I didn't want it. That to distract it. But I think it just kind of made the song organic and happy. I mean, it was just a really good vibe, and you know, everyone in the room was happy, and I think that, you know, that shows through in the song.
Will you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is White Shoes by Kid Quill, aka Mwah. Enjoy it.
Yeah, this is a Nappy Roots and Quill collab. I just got a brand new pair of white shoes, and it's about time the last ones I outgrew. I told my mom I would keep it clean, and I don't make promises I don't mean. Yeah, and I'd be damned if I let somebody scuff them. I love them. I told my dad I'd get them back when I'm older. But right now it's all good. I got my laces tucked. I'm two-stepping with my best foot forward. Yeah. Okay, it's a new day, it could be worse. I went and copped the ice creams, the all-white desserts. So when I pick my outfit out, it's always feet first. New pair of skinnies and a t-shirt. I got no money and more problems, feel like I'm puffed. Some nobody's trying to drag my name through mud. But I done got some tough skin, they done ran out of luck. You know I'd rather have my name covered in dirt than dust. I rock the all-white Cortez, then I got the Forces. Y'all can rock your colorways, I be thinking more is less. I run out of time before I run out of focus. Wintertime and some summertime Jordans. Whew. Okay, yeah, that's my. I got my best foot forward, two-step to this. I bought a brand new pair of some old Nike Airs. I'd be damned if I let somebody scuff my. Whew. I just got a brand new pair of white shoes, and it's about time the last ones I outgrew. I told my mom I would keep clean, and I don't make promises I don't mean. Yeah, and I'd be damned if I let somebody scuff them. I love them. I told my dad I'd get them back when I'm older. But right now it's all good. I got my laces tucked. I'm two-stepping with my best foot forward. It's a new day, fresh J's, cement grays, pimp strut on the pavement. Sneaker heads, check my closet, the amazement. On occasion, infrared max 90s when I'm on vacation. I cop these overseas, the only one in the nation that I seen. I'ma call it motivation, ballin' on a budget patient. And you know it, this is for the times that we really couldn't afford.
Best foot forward, new pair of Jordans. First day of school, ain't the thing more important than the free throw scoring. Three-pointer soaring, smiling like a kid on my tour bus touring. While I step out with the Vans, all white Chucks. Black shoes strange just to switch up the looks. While I cook up the books, bring back the Brooks. Kick up my feet, Quill, bring back the hook.
I just got a brand new pair of white shoes, and it's about time the last ones I outgrew. I told my mom I would keep it clean, and I don't make promises I don't mean. If I let somebody scuff them, I love them. I told my dad I'd get them back when I'm older. But right now it's all good. I got my laces tucked. I'm two-stepping with my best foot forward.
Me. The only time I look down is to look at my would keep clean. And I don't make promises I don't mean. Yeah. And I'd be damned if I let somebody scuffle my love. I told my dad I'd get him back when I'm older. But right now it's all good. I got my laces tucked. I'm two-stepping with my best foot forward. Like this.
Oh my gosh. Kid Quill, White Shoes. Woo. Love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So the kids' choir. Heard some children's yeah. voices there in the middle.
Yeah. We got, I, you know, the Nappy Roots, one of their most famous songs called Good Day, and it's got a kids choir on it, and so I wanted to capture that same energy, not necessarily bite off their song, but you know, have that energy with the kids choir, the youthfulness. Well, the song's about getting a brand new pair of white shoes, you know, kind of a young thing to talk about, so I got the kids on there. And
so, like, you've been wearing white shoes all the time or what? You got mine, huh?
Right now.
Yeah, like signatures
right now.
On them or something,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I had everybody that came to the tour sign a pair of white shoes for me. So
that's so cool.
Yep.
That's awesome. All in pretty colors, too.
Yeah, all different colors now.
That's awesome.
So, cool. Yeah.
All right, now you're going to be trademarking Kid Quill white shoes.
There we
all
go.
Right, there you go.
Where are my royalties?
And speaking of your merch store.
Yeah.
So you got like cool things.
Yeah, the merch went live like last night around 8:30, and I woke up this morning with like 80 plus orders already.
Did
so
you really? Well, the hoodies are pretty, I mean.
Yeah, champion awesome. Stitch hoodies, yeah, mm-hmm. Some old school stuff, so.
I'm going to be having one.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't forget I want the extra
large. I got you.
Right?
I got
right?
you. I'll right? mark it down right now. Yeah.
Mark it down. So, wonderful. So, what's coming up for you?
We're home now. Like I said, we're going to work on East Coast dates. We're going to go out and headline on the East Coast. Then in the spring, hopefully I can land, you know, get on a bigger tour with someone, go out and support someone across country and come back and get back in the studio and keep making music. So.
And let's talk about this, too. You figured out the country where your song is at.
Yeah, it was Dubai.
Yes.
Dubai, yeah. So Dubai is where it's getting played on the radio.
Fans over there.
I know, right? It's pretty crazy stuff. But
you got some nice hotels over there.
I know. I need to make a trip. Go book
right?
a show over there.
Right?
That's what I
awesome.
Need to do. Yeah.
There you go.
So,
Mr. Kid Quill, thank you so much for
You're welcome.
Stopping
yeah.
by today.
Yeah, I just kind of stopped in, and thanks for getting me on the air and playing that. But the next song, is this how you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Posner, Be As You Are.